We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Memches Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last few words of Memches Amud Aleph on the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan says in the pasuk regarding the Isha Yifas Toyar, it says Uvachsa Esavia Veseima. She has to cry for her father and mother. What does that mean? Mechalikas Hanayim. It means her father mamish and her mother mamish. She make a cry in Avelis over her parents. Rabbi Kiva over her lost. She lost her parents. She left now. We make a cry over them. It's referring to Rabbi Zara. We have to tell her, you have to get rid of Rabbi Zara, cry for them, and it's over with. Where do you find Lashon Avia V'ima for Rabbi Zara? It says in the pasuk, when we're talking about Rabbi Zara, it says, Oimrim le'eitz aviata. They say, that piece of wood, you're my father. Ule even ati la'adatanu. So you see, they call Rabbi Zara Avia. Then it says, how long you gotta do this for? Yarach yamim. So usually, Yarach means Shloshim Yom, means 30 days. That's usually 30 days. So Yarach means here a month, which is either 29 or 30 days. It means here 30 days. I just wanted to speak out, just right before, that the place of Lezer Akiva, if it's a parents or if it's David Azara. So what's the Nafkamina? So what Nafkamina is, Boyan Taisus is, let's say she doesn't have a parents, if they died already. So then maybe that would be Nafkamina, or if they became Gerim. Maybe it's a Nafkamina like that, that if you hold, you have to cry for David Azara, you cry for David Azara. If not, but if you hold the parents not alive, you wouldn't have to cry for them. That's one enough gemina that Taisa says. Now it says Yerach Yom. So Yerach means 30 days. Shem Lazar Yom, no, it's Tishim Yom, it's 90 days. Why? Yerach, it says Lashon in the Pasuk, Yerach Yom v'achar kein. That's what it says. V'achsa Zaviyah v'simo Yerach Yom v'achar kein tovei aleha. So we dash like this. Yerach Shloshim. Yomim was also Shloshim. V'achar kein is another Shloshim. Mask of La Ravina, Ema Yerach Shloshim Yom Shloshim, Va'acha Kain saying, and again the same thing, and there's another 60 days. Kihani, Kasha, it should be 120 days. With Dashing, Yerach is 30, Yom is another 30, Va'acha Kain is another 30. Maybe Va'acha Kain means exactly what we just did, which would be another 60, and altogether 120, Kasha, we don't have a Teretz Tzedakah Kasha. Tanu Rabbanim, back to the halachos of Avodim. Tanu Rabbanim, Mekayimim Avodim She'enom Malim. The halacha is that let's say you have You buy an Eved, you gotta give him a Mila immediately. You're not gonna hold on to Avodim that are not Gemalot. You can't hold on to Avodim without a Mila, because there's a Pasuk in the Torah, when you get a Eved, you gotta right away give him a Mila. Tosfos talks about this. Tosfos says, the reason isn't really read time you're a kiva fish tiva kosh brokhol avram limol avodov lachen os lakayim she'en amulim. So Hashem told Avram Avinu, you have to give a mila to your avodim, and therefore you shouldn't keep them around. But the Tanakam holds you could mekayim avodim she'en amulim derev shmar holds you could your mutter to have them around. You don't have to give a mila right away. Kiva ima ima kaimim, you cannot hold on to them. You have to give them a mila right away, like we said, like Avram Avinu. Only every small already. Even the pasuk says v'yinofesh ben amasecha. The whole pasuk says, "Shesh yom tasa melach techo, uvayoyim hashvi tishbois vaydenuach sharcha v'chamerecha v'yinofesh ben amasecha v'ager." And we'll see in the Gemara in a second that the Gemara is in the Darshim. V'yinofesh ben amasecha means the oral. It means a eved that's not gemal. It says then he has to rest. The yosin that eved also has to be a shvisa, cannot work on Shabbos. So you see, it's possible to have an eved that's an oral. So Rav Akiva says, Amalei v'lekech eved ben hashmashes. It was Erev Shabbos, he bought this eved. He didn't have a chance to give him a meal yet. He didn't have a chance to give him a meal yet. L'hispik l'mayloim, the kosher v'dav, that's what we're talking about. So to Gemara, the kulei alma mias, v'nofesh ben masecha v'eved arol kesed. Smash by the kulei alma that we're talking about, when it says v'nofesh ben masecha, we're talking about eved arol. Eved doesn't have a meal. My mashma, how do you see that? So the more the title to the brisa, v'nofesh ben masecha v'eved arol kesed v'dav. We're talking about an eved that's an arol that does not have a meal. You say you're talking about an eved that doesn't have a mila, or you know about eved mahol. Maybe someone an eved that had a mila ready. When the pasuk says l'man yenuach avdecha va'amoscha kamoicha, when the pasuk says already l'man yenuach avdecha va'amoscha kamoicha, so that's already talking about the eved. That's already talking about an eved. Oh, eved that's a mahol. So what's this pasuk? Harei amol amarim mekayim nofesh ben masecha be'eved oral. It's talking about an eved oral that even by that Eved also, he can't do malacha for you on Shabbos, and he can't work, he has to rest. The Pasuk also says, V'hager. The Pasuk says, V'nofesh ben amasecha v'hager. Who's that referring to? So the Gemara says, Zeh ger toishav. That's a ger who's makabel not to do avodah zarah, But he eats the velus. Zeh ger toshav. Adam zeh ger toshav. Ein ala ger tzedek. Maybe means a ger tzedek. Kishoyim of ger chashav shirecha. Ger tzedek. That's my ger tzedek. Amani mekayim vahager. What's vahager mean? Zeh ger toshav. Vahager is referring to a ger toshav. Now, because the bothers me, what do you need a pasuk to tell you a ger tzedek has to keep Shabbos? It's possible, but I don't know what Tarot said. The Ger Chashav Shirecha didn't tell us that a Ger Tzedek has to keep Shabbos. Chari is a regular Yid, I'm not sure what the Chiddush is. But like Kabbalah says, so it must be, Vahager is referring to a Ger Toshav. Now what does that mean, a Ger Toshav keeps Shabbos? So Rashi learns that a Ger Toshav, someone was Mekabel not to Avodah Zarah, but he eats the Velus, since he's Mekabel not to Avodah Zarah, he has to keep Shabbos also. Why? Because Mechalas of Shabbos is like someone who's Oved Avodah Kechav. Someone's Mechalas Shabbos, Kilu, he's Oved Avodah Zarah, so therefore he has to keep Shabbos. Tosis argues, says like Ger Toshav doesn't have to keep Shabbos, and if I care it, Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. So he says what it means is that there's a Hazara, he shouldn't do Malacha for you. That means even though Amir La'akum is only the Rabbanon, but Amir La'akum of a Ger Toshav, he does something for you, that is the Reis to Issa. And that's what it means by Ger Zer Ger Toshav. So I'm calling Rashi Tosis what Ger Toshav means, that he has to rest. Either it means for himself, like Rashi learns, which Tosis says is very fair, and Tosis learns it means do Malacha for you. You buy your eved from a guy, and he doesn't want to do a mila. You try to get him to do it, try to get him the mila for 12 months, which means you try to convince him to get a mila for 12 months. And if it's still loymal, and it still doesn't take a mila, you go and sell him back to. You go sell him back to the guy because he didn't want to do the mila. Now the question is like this: even though we learned before on today's daf, beginning of today's daf, that basically the kuli alma if you buy an eved, you could force him to be megara l'shem avdus. Everyone agreed to that. The whole shah was once he's an eved, to make him a full fledged Jew, doesn't need a kabbalah. But still, the halach is that lechatchila you should try to do it. Even it's din derabanan basically. It's also the gairus loy mitzaynai. Avada works, but you also to do it. Therefore, it's better. And what's the reason you shouldn't do that? Because he might be machshul his odoin then, or for whatever reason he's going to give him machal suris. It's not going to be good. So we rather do it b'shalom. So therefore, we try to convince him to do it with his own will. So here you wait 12 months, and if he didn't do it, you send him back home because lekatchila you should not force. To become an Eved Kanani and to keep the mitzvahs. That's the halacha of Yeshua Malevi. Amarura Bonon Kamed Rapapa, and he said, command, Lord Rav Akiva, it's not like Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva, Amar Imekaimim. Rav Akiva said, you can't keep an Eved even one day around without a mila. You have to do it right away. Amarura Papa, I feel the same Rav Akiva, even for Rav Akiva, Hani Mila Hechelo Paschal Amilsa. That's only if he wasn't willing to become a Ger. Here the case was, when you bought him, he said, yeah, I'm going to become a ger. And then, when it came to Lamaisa, he didn't want to do it. So since he agreed to become a ger, so even if you're a kiva, you could wait around 12 months, since he agreed, b'shas l'kicha, that he wants to be a ger. That's the teretz of the kasha. Even if you're a kiva. Omer Rav Kahana, Amritu Shmeitzik, Amritu Rav Zvid. I said over this teretz in front of Rav Zvid. If that's the case, that Rav Kiva agrees, there are certain cases where you can wait 12 months, when they ask Rekiva, what's Lashon Minovash Ben Amasecha? It's talking about Eved Aral, what's the case? You never have Aral. So more answers, we're talking about Ben Hashmashos. Yachik, Omle Rekiva Lekech Eved Ben Hashmashos, and he couldn't give a Mila, and that's why, that's the case. Lishdi Leha, say this Teretz, that the case was that he bought an Eved, and the Eved was willing to become a Ger, and they're waiting for him to agree. That's the case where you have Minovash Ben Amasecha. So Mar says, you're right. We said one of the things that could be possible. We said one of the two things that could be possible. So Rabban said over a memra from Rabbi Eloi, and who also Rabbeim also said this from his name, from Rabbi Eloi's name. Ezu Eved Oral Shemutal Kaimai. What's an example of an Eved Oral that you're allowed to keep? Ze Shalokhi Rabbi Amanas Shaloy Lamoyla. You're allowed to keep an Eved all around if you bought him on the Tnai not to do a Mila. Not to do a Mila. You bought him, Amnash Lelemoyloi, then you built it into the Tnai. Before the Mechira, you made a Tnai with the guy who's selling it to you, that you're not going to make him a Ger, then the halacha is it works. Shaila is exactly why it works, but it works. Some say because then if it's a tanai, then if you give him a mila, it'll be oikel mafreya the whole mechira. But upon him, you can make a tanai. Says command, like Rav Akiva, because Rav Akiva said that you have to give a mila right away. The Rav Akiva, Amar Eimah Kaimer. Amar Papa, filter Rav Akiva, Hanim Leichad Leasni Behadya. It's only if you don't make a tanai. But here, Behaday. Aba Heichad Asni Asni. But if you make a tanai, you make a tanai, even Rav Akiva will agree. Amar Rav Kana, Amrita Shmeitz, Kamei Rav Zimmer Adoyev. Amar Li Hachi, Kamar Alei Rav Akiva, Lekech Evan Ben Hashmash. The same type of cash we had before. We had a problem. You know, Feshman HaMasechah, talking about Evad Oral. And we said, what's the case? So when we said that we had to answer Lekech Evan Ben Hashmashoy, Lehiz Beklamayloy, Lishli Leha, answer, here's the case, that he bought it, but tonight he's not going to give him a Mila. So for anything more, Tamech Lishli Lehach, answer the other case of Shuv Malevi, where he was agreed to be Megayer, that thing. So our answer, Chad Matrei, El Chad Matrei, but last time we come, the Gemara answered one of the three options. So the bottom one is like this. Rav Akiva says, now you're not allowed to keep an Eved around without a Mila. But there's three cases we have in our Gemara that you could. Either it was Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos when you bought him. Number two case is, in a case where you agreed to become a Ger willfully and waiting for him to be agreed to get the Mila. And the third case is, where you made it tonight, b'shasta l'kicha, b'shasta when you bought him, made it tonight, I'm not going to give him a Mila. That's another case where it's possible to have an Eved Orel according to Rabbi Akiva. Yosef, Rav Chanina, Rav Papi, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchok, Nafcha, killed Rav Yitzchok, Nafcha. There were three Amoraim were sitting on Rav Yitzchok, Yitzchok Nafcha's porch. V'yasvi v'ka'amri. Yer ha'achas ha'yisav Eretz Yisrael, there was a certain city in Eretz Yisrael, v'lo yirotsu avadah lomol. The avadah didn't want to get a mila. V'gilgulu imam ha'shneem ha'zachoydash. And they waited for 12 months, trying to convince them to get a mila. V'chazru umachum le'vichavim. They sold them back to the goyim, it's holding back to the goyim. It says you can't have you. You have to have a mila. Keman, who's this like? Ki hai tana. Now, really, you could have said it's like a Rav Shua ben Levi, who's the Amari we had before. But obviously, we want over here a tana that says it even in Eretz Yisrael, because maybe Eretz Yisrael is different, like we're seeing the Brisa coming up, and therefore we're trying to say keman ki hai tana. But we could have said really it's going according to Rav Shua ben Levi. But it's not the Gemara. Keman. Who is this like? It's Van Kahai Tana. It's like the following Tana. The Tana talks about this price will have a chalakus about Eretz Yisrael. Kahai Kahai Tana Tana the price. Lakech Eved Merechavim Veloy Rotsa Lomol Megalgal Imay Achdeim Asa Chaydish Loimol Chozer Merechavim. The price says someone who buys the Eved from a guy and the guy does not want to get a Mila, wait 12 months. If not, you send them back, packing back home. Rav Shimon Lozo Emer In Mashin Oysa Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't wait 12 months. If he doesn't want to immediately send him home right away, play Hefsid Tyrus. Because he might, the halacha is, like the Rashi speaks out, that Oyvachavim Gozulov Shutami Kazov Lechol Dvarav, he has a din of a Zav, and anything he touches becomes Tami. So therefore, we don't not let him sit around and be Mafsid Tyrus, and we send him packing, we send him home, we send him back right away to the guy we bought him from, because he's like a Zav. And we don't keep around, we don't wait till he agrees to it. And everyone agrees, if the city is close to the border, where it's possible he might tattle to the goyim, you don't wait at all, you don't wait, you right away send him back home, he doesn't agree to become a yid. Maybe hear something about the security of Klal Yisrael, and tell the goyim, therefore we don't keep him around at all. So what do you see in this price? So it's machloikas in Eretz Yisrael, if you keep Eved around 12 months. So this, that was said, that Ira Achas, and they waited in Eretz Yisrael, and they waited 12 months, is going according to the Tanakhama, not according to Shimon Laza holds, a mash and mash at all, because of Hefsa Tyrus. Zogta Gemara Vaita. Tanya, Rabbi Chanina ben Noisha, and Real, Eimer, Eimer, Ma Gerim Bezman Hazeh, why do we find so many Gerim Bezman Hazeh, Ma'unim, they have pain, V'yisurim Ba'am Aleim, what's the reason? Why do they deserve that? So Gemara says, V'yishloi, Kaimu Sheva Mitzvah Ve'noyach, they're getting an Oynish, for not Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvah Ve'noyach, while they were Goyim. Like Rashi explains, while they were Goyim, they would not get any punishment. Why? Because by a Goy, we wait to get the punishment, loss of love. We give him a good life here, and the next world to get the punishment. But now that he's a Yid, so we want to get a punishment in this world in order to get a full-fledged Olam Haba. And that's why a lot of times you find they have tzaris, it's because of a kapara for the mitzvah, Shabbos Menach, did not keep while they were a non-Jew. He's like a brand new person. He's not responsible for anything he did before he became a ger. So why are they ma'udim and why do they have yisurim? Because a lot of times they're not experienced. They don't keep the mitzvahs on the same level as the rest of Klai Yisrael. Because of that, they are getting punishments. Because they don't do mahava el meyira. A lot of times they're scared of Gehenim or Peronius, and they're not doing it mahava. It's harder for them to develop the sahava, and therefore they're getting punished for that. That they waited so long to become a ger. That's why they're getting punished. Why did they wait so long? What do you find this idea that because they waited they get punished? Because it says, or if they go faster it's better. Micro, the pasuk says regarding what Boaz told Rus, Yishalei Hashem pa'alecha v'tehema skutecha shleimam im Hashem. And Loshon Bos, Rashi says, means he came quickly. And for that is a special schus that he came quickly in order to become a Gyeri. So you see, there's a mila of becoming Gyeri quickly. And someone doesn't, maybe that is why they get Yisurim.